Good morning. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07. Currently at our studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, some fog and mist in the area. Temperature stands at 29 degrees, wind chill factor at 21. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will be talking to another impressive young student athlete. Enjoy talking to the student athletes, one of the best parts of my work. Get a chance to do play-by-play of high school sports, but also during the course of each week, get a chance to talk to coaches and student athletes. I'd like to share those with you, give you a sense for some of these very impressive young people. And coming up at 9:20 this morning, I'll be talking to Claire Kalmus. She is a junior at Wausau West High School. She's been a three-year varsity performer, both for the Wausau West softball team coming up this spring and for the Central Wisconsin Storm, the girls hockey team that is ranked second in the state. And Claire has been a goaltender and a varsity player for three seasons, looking to help them to a second state championship. She was part of the state championship team for the Storm back in 2022. And again, ranked number two in the state are the Storm. In fact, later this week on Saturday afternoon, the Storm, number two, take on the number one ranked team, the Superior Spartans. And that's going to be an exciting one. It will be a game that we have for you right here on Bow Falls Radio on Saturday afternoon, starting at 1:50 for the pregame and 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. But we'll talk to Claire Kalmus coming up at 9:20. Also, again, just want to remind you that tomorrow on the program, we have a pair of guests. Every other Tuesday, we are joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library to talk about some of the activities going on at the library. He'll be with us starting off hour number two tomorrow. So 24 hours from now, Chad Daly will be sitting across from me here in the studio. And then at 9:20, we'll be joined by another candidate for the Wausau School Board, Sarah Marie Brock. She is a candidate for the school board. She is a challenger. There are six candidates, three incumbents, Patrick McKee, Karen Vandenberg, Cody Nikolai, and then there are three challengers, Jane Roush, Sarah Marie Brock, and Fred Teeley. And invitations have been put out for all six of the candidates to join us on the program, and still waiting for one or two to come back to let me know if they're able to make it. But a great majority of these candidates have all expressed interest, and we have been able to set things up, and we look forward to continuing our conversations with these candidates. So again, tomorrow, one of the challengers, Sarah Marie Brock, will be with us. Talk about, of course, consolidation, talk about budgets, talk about priorities, talk about the search for a new superintendent, talk about the elementary schools, talk about the middle schools, talk about the high schools, talk about why she is interested in running, and a whole bunch more. So Sarah Marie Brock, 9:20 tomorrow morning, will join us here on the program here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up tonight, we have high school sports, high school girls basketball. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. I'll be at the Westfield House starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip-off at 7:15. That's tonight, Wausau West High School Girls Basketball here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Once again, very happy to welcome across the way, behind the glass, our in-studio producer and engineer, Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Mentioned your weekend where you got to go to one of those escape rooms. Came up a little bit short, but still had a good time. Of course, you're continuing along as well with the Drowsy Chaperone, Wausau Community Theater.
Yeah, it's only a little over 2 weeks away.
Which is pretty amazing. It seems like you just started, and this week a big week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're this week is when we start the full run-throughs of the whole show. And, you know, if we work hard and be productive, we might be able to do like maybe two runs in one night. Or maybe next week. This week is just kind of, you know, getting into it and making sure that the show flows smoothly. Because it's not a very long show. I'm not sure I mentioned this earlier, but the show is only like 90 minutes. It's only an hour and a half. And there's no intermission. So keep that in mind. If you need to go to the bathroom, I do it before the show. And just keep that in mind. But it's a really fun show, a lot of laughs, and great characters. And our ticket sales are a little short right now, but hopefully we can get the word out, you know, hang some more posters up, maybe get some more, hopefully talking to the TV stations, as well as being on this show as well. So that'll be very exciting too.
And we're looking forward to having your director and a member of the cast come on the Monday before the show begins. So that's coming up, I think, 2 weeks from today. We'll be on this program. We'll be joined by your director and get some information on the show as well. But again, we encourage folks who enjoy a good time to be able to go out and see the Drowsy Chaperone at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point Wausau campus, and the Venega Theater coming up just about 2.5 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. And again, hopefully you'll be having good rehearsals in these full run throughs and get the show into proper shape before all is said and done.
Absolutely. At least the forecast has been looking pretty good for the next week. Hopefully that'll continue up until the show. Oh, because if it's nicer weather, you get more people to come out for that.
Sure, absolutely. Also, a little sports talk, as we mentioned last hour. The Super Bowl matchup is all set. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers for the second time in 5 years. The Chiefs won in Baltimore yesterday 17-10. While the 49ers rallied past the Detroit Lions 34-31, Detroit looking to make their first ever Super Bowl. 58 Super Bowls now, and Detroit is yet to make it. And they were up 24-7 at halftime, but saw the lead slip away and came up just short. So Super Sunday coming up in just under 2 weeks in Las Vegas, Nevada. And who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Well, I would have to say, well, I was actually going to cheer for the Lions, but, you know, I never been to a Super Bowl, so I was kind of hoping for the Lions. But now
you're going
to
root for Super Bowl commercials, I bet, right?
Mostly for the commercials, but if I had to pick a team, I'd have to go with the Chiefs.
Very good. Also tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks open up a long road trip, 5-game Western road trip. And they take on the defending NBA champion, the Denver Nuggets. And, of course, it will be the first game as head coach for Doc Rivers. Not an easy way for Doc to start going up against the defending NBA champs and starting off with a long road trip. He's going to try to implement some changes, especially on the defensive side, try to keep that offense still going as well as it did. But the Bucks did win on Saturday, defeating New Orleans. So, again, the Bucks not doing bad at all. They're still in second place in the Eastern Conference, but they decided to make that big change. And Doc Rivers, of course, was a Marquette graduate, and he actually went to the Marquette game on Saturday at Pfizer Forum. They had an introduction. He spoke a few words. He had just been named the Bucks head coach, so he was at the game at Pfizer on Saturday watching Marquette defeat Seton Hall. Then he watched the Bucks on Saturday night. Did not take over immediately, but now that they hit the road, he's going to be in charge tonight in Denver. It will be very interesting to see if there are growing pains. Because, again, for the Bucks, it's not about the regular season. Obviously, you want to be as good in the regular season as possible. You want to have home court advantage as far as possible. But last season, the Bucks had the best record in the NBA. And then they lost in the first round of the playoffs to Miami. So they are focusing right now on trying to be as good as possible when the playoffs begin in April. So they got about a little less than 3 months to get into shape for the start of the playoffs. And Doc Rivers, again, guy who went to school in Milwaukee, says he's great. He's happy to be back home. It's going to be a very interesting finish for the Milwaukee Bucks as they head down the stretch. So, again, for you sports fans, it's a great time of year because you have the NFL still in action. You have the NBA in action. You have the NHL in action. The only thing that, in terms of the major sports, that's not in action is Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball.
There's a very short time at around early November when the World Series is just finishing up. Sometimes you actually have all four of the sports. Usually not. Usually the NBA's, well, actually, I think actually there is like a week where all four sports are in action, but we're basically a little, as hard as it is to believe, we're within weeks of spring training beginning for these teams as well. So
I think it's almost time for NASCAR season also.
I saw the commercials yesterday during the NFC Championship game. In fact, next weekend they have their first, they have an exhibition race at the LA Coliseum called the Clash, which will be next week, and then they head to Daytona 500 in a few weeks to start off their season as well. So again, sports fan, it never slows down for sports fans.
No, it does not.
Yep, and never slows down for me being high school sports either. So the time is 9:18, and speaking of high school sports, we're going to talk to Claire Kelmis, again, a very impressive young lady, coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And again, I get a very terrific pleasure as part of this job to be able to talk to some very impressive student athletes, and one of which I had a chance to talk to late last week was Wausau West junior Claire Kelmis, who is a goaltender for the Central Wisconsin Storm, also an outstanding softball player when the spring rolls around for Wausau West. So here's me welcoming Claire Kelmis to the program.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
One reason I brought you on is because on Saturday, I saw you and your team play Beaver Dam at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. And then later on, I got home and I was on the social media, which we all on too much, you know, obviously. And I saw your mom put a posting on that you had a very busy Saturday. Could you maybe walk us through what your Saturday was like, because one reason is that you're a multi-sport athlete, and nowadays that doesn't mean there are demarcations. Sometimes you have to multitask. So what were you doing on Saturday? When did you wake up, and tell us about your day?
I got up at 4 a.m. and I'm fortunate enough to be able to play softball along with hockey, and we went to Wisconsin Badgers softball camp. It's always been my dream to be a Badger, just like every other girl. And we drove all the way to Madison. My mom got up, drove us, and I spent my first half of the day at Wisconsin. And then we got to really bust out of there real quick. And then we came back to Greenheck so we could play. And it was a great camp. Everything went so well. It was a great start of the day. And then on top of it, we played all great. And the game went really well, and we ended up with a win, So Saturday was a really great day.
I saw some pictures from the Badger softball complex. What does that camp entail? I mean, obviously, it's an off-season camp. Is that an invitation thing from the Badgers? What did you do down at that camp? What kind of skills were you working on in terms of your softball down in Madison?
Well, the first half of camps are usually hitting or defense. I was lucky enough to start out with defense, which is always my favorite. We get to work with the players. You get to go through their drills, and you learn what it's like to be a Badger, what they work on every single day, you know, learning their coaching philosophy and what they really stress of how they want their players to play and what the big things they hit on. And just a big part of the camps are interacting with the girls, and you can really just see how much of a family they are.
So there were Badger softball players part of that camp.
Yeah. They were so thankful that they came, because it's a big part. That's what makes camps camps,
right?
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We're going to talk more about the softball coming up a little bit later, but we're right in the midst of a hockey season. We're getting closer and closer to the start of the playoffs. Obviously, you get to the end part of January, and the thing about hockey is you start the playoffs in like mid to almost early February, so we're getting towards the end of the season. 14 wins and 3 losses, if I'm not mistaken, for your Storm team, ranked number 2 in the state. I always preface that because rankings are for entertainment purposes only, because obviously it all comes down to what you do on the ice when you get to the playoffs. But obviously you got Jana Wimmer, the new head coach, had her talk to her a few weeks back. How's the season gone? Obviously it's been a little bit new. You probably have to adjust to new coaches and new philosophies. How has it gone so far for you and your teammates?
It's been really well. Our team has adapted great. We have a great group of freshmen that came in, and they are a big part of how we're playing. Our lines have changed a little bit, and they're forever changing. We do have a lot of injuries, so that's not exactly ideal. But, you know, we're working through it. And Jan always says that, you know, you got to show up to practice, put the hard work in. It's the time. You know, we practice like you play. And she's been doing really great, and our team's been very successful. And I see success in our future, too.
You're the goaltender. And obviously, the goaltender is right out there and big factors in it. When did you start playing goal? Two-pronged. When did you start playing hockey? When did you start playing goal?
So, before I played hockey, I actually wrestled. And my friend was like, hey, you should come to some open skate. And actually, BJ put me in goalie gear, so I started playing 5 years ago, and it all started at an open skate where I thought that the pads looked cool, and I used to catch for softball as well, and then there went my mom's bank account.
That's actually interesting, because I would have thought you actually played longer, because you've been playing varsity hockey now for your third year, so obviously it must have came pretty naturally. I mean, in terms of how quickly was it, like a duck to water playing goal?
It was. It's really closely related to catching and softball. So, you know, tracking the puck, when the puck comes in, it's always the same thing. It's like hand to your glove. Skating was a little bit hard in the beginning. It's new, you know, but as everyone does, they get used to it and you really figure it out. I didn't really have like a goalie coach before, but I was more than grateful to at least have parents who were out there always trying to help me out. So just chipping in from a bunch of parents and my coaches when I was in U12 and U14, just trying to help me out through it, because they all knew I really loved it and I really wanted to try. So that's kind of how it all started.
We're talking to Claire Kalmus from Wausau West and the Central Wisconsin Storm here on the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. What would you say is your biggest strength as the goaltender? What do you do the best? What makes you, I guess, to throw you a softball, for no pun intended here, what is the biggest reason for what you've had some really good numbers as a varsity hockey player, not just this year, but for 3 years?
Well, usually you don't have a goalie who's exactly kind of like, go get the puck. I really struggle with patience, but so far that's worked. maybe not so far as, you know, when we start facing the better teams and the teams who, the players who have developed. But I would say probably my hand-eye coordination for the most part. That's definitely where my strong suit is. I'm not exactly the goalie that's going to have the best edges or the best movement, but I am that goalie who, when there's a puck, a 50-50 puck, and a girl's coming down a breakaway, I'm going to go and get it.
Was it? I saw some pictures earlier. Was it against St. Croix Valley, I believe, or you had a couple of incidents, contact? I mean, that's interesting because those pictures look pretty violent. What happened in those situations?
Well, the one that I remember the most, it was one-on-one coming from the corner, and Trisby and Tristan coming from the bench trying to help out our D, and she went, the girl took a nice shot, and Tristan slid in front of her, and instead of stopping the puck, Tristan actually took me out with her. Oh. So I did a full like front flip. It was crazy.
Of all the players to do that, Tristan's probably the worst because she's, what, 5'10"? I think she's probably the tallest player on your team, among the biggest players, and obviously a great athlete, so that's probably the most dangerous situation for you to be in.
Yeah, it's at least it was Tristan. You know, she was really she was really just trying to help. So I just thought it was funny that it came down to, you know, not usually in hockey of someone flipping around. You usually, you know, just have someone up in the boards. But, yeah, there's been a lot of incidents where I've ended up outside of the net or on my back. It seems to happen more and more. I think we're at, like, 6th this season so far. Oh, wow. But it's all good.
We'll have more with Claire Kalmus coming up after an information update coming up next. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Continuing our conversation with Wausau West Jr., member of the Warrior softball team and the Central Wisconsin Storm, Claire Kalmus. You had a chance to play on a state championship team 2 years ago as a freshman. But sometimes when I think somebody as a freshman getting involved at a state level, I almost think it must be too young to be able to fully comprehend it or appreciate it. Were you able to, as a freshman, for your opportunity to go out there, it was at the final year at the Lion Energy Center, to be part of that state tournament and be part of that state championship? What did you take away from that experience?
You know, when I first got out on the ice, we had our first practice, all the seniors are like, take a look around, take it in. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. We're in state. Like, we can win state. And when I first stepped on the ice, I thought, holy, this is huge. I was like, there's going to be so many people here, and I can't let the puck in the net. And, like, so many thoughts went through my head. But then I just remember, like, it's hockey. Like, this is, like, my sport. Like, I can do it. I've been doing it, and if we got here, then we can finish as well. And I was so thankful for that opportunity, especially being a freshman getting to play the first game. Mm-hmm. Like, if you lose, you don't go, you know, if you lose, you're done. And that was a lot of weight on my shoulders, but with the amazing team we had and the people around me, hockey just felt easy and we just knew we could win state. And especially, like, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say, but the game, it felt right.
That's interesting because it's such a different venue, especially when it was there. Did it feel different at all playing in an arena like that? Was it majorly different, or within yourself, when you pulled on the pads and the mask, was it just the same situation? Did you feel the same as maybe a sectional game or even a regular season game?
Mm-hmm. To me, honestly, every game's kind of the same. I mean, of course, not state is exactly the same. But when you take a look around, you know, you're in a big place. But just like you said, when you put the mask on, like, it's just another game. And you know what you need to do. And I knew what I had to get done. And that's like the only goal in sight. And I knew that it was going to happen no matter what. I was going to make it happen. So it was a lot until the puck dropped.
Hmm.
Then it was just another game.
But that's actually still a great skill to have, because I think, you know, when you hear it, it's like, oh, sure. But I would say that in the championship game, the goaltender was a young goaltender that you were facing, and she had a bit of a tough game. I mean, I think there was an effect to it. So to be able to, for you to have that ability to basically calm yourself, to be able to, hey, this is another game, I got to do my job. So I do think that's actually a great skill to have, especially in pressure-packed situations. And obviously, between your multiple sports, you do have these pressure-packed situations. And do you feel like you have that ability to get into the moment and not let the moment overwhelm you?
Yeah. I've been lucky enough that I am a, when I'm under pressure, you can count on me player. Mm-hmm. And I don't get scared in my head. I'm never like, well, what if this goes wrong? I've always got the positive outlook of, well, this is going to go right. And like, we're going to win this and this can be done. Mm-hmm. And I definitely believe that that is because of all of my sports. I'm not sure how it would be like if I was one of those people who, when you get on the ice, you're like, oh my goodness, like shaking, you know? I love all my sports, and it just comes down to you play with your heart, and then the game's just the game.
When you look at the rest of the season, and obviously I was talking earlier, you got the toughest sectional by far. I mean, it's just in some senses from the outside, it looks like it's not really fair, because you got number one Superior, number two Storm, number five Hayward, obviously great programs. When you look at your team and you look at yourself and you look at everything involved, what has to happen in order for you and your teammates to be able to reach those ultimate goals? Because it's not going to be easy. And you've had great competition, so that gets you ready. You have great competition coming up, including another trek up way up north of Superior. What has to happen for the Storm to get back to where they like to be? And that's in Madison at the start of March.
I would say just every day still showing up to practice, working hard, having intent with what we do. So far, we need to focus more on playing simple hockey. I mean, beautiful hockey is probably the best thing. Those beautiful, like, backdoor one-timer plays, like, those are beautiful. But also, what wins games is simple hockey, you know. When you have the puck, it's passing when you can, not when you have to. You're taking what's given. When you have a shot down the slot, you know, you got to take that, even though there might be a girl who might be back door, but a D's kind of split in between you. So I think it's just taking the game of hockey and making it simple again and just working hard.
Let's turn to softball, because, I mean, you're obviously an outstanding softball player. Well, I guess the first question is, do you feel like softball is your path at the next level?
Yeah, definitely. I also have thought about maybe playing hockey and softball both, because I do really love both, and it kind of tears me to pick one. When I was growing up, I always knew that softball, like, it was softball. Softball was my heart, and then hockey, just, it's like two different types of love, like two different types of compete. But softball will always be my home, and it will always be my love. So probably softball, but also if I had the opportunity, I'd love to play both.
You said you played some catcher, but now you're a shortstop. And I think both those positions are, you know, the middle of the diamond is said to be, you always have to be strong in the middle. Is there any comparison to being a shortstop to being a goalie at all?
I don't think so. I'm not going to lie. One's, you know, shortstop's always, you got to move. You're really directing on the field, which I guess that in the goal as well. Like, I'm a very directive goalie, and I think that does come from playing short. I like to be in charge and, like, take charge and, like, lead the team. So in both circumstances, I would say yes, but when the games kind of get put together, no.
What's your biggest strength on the diamond? What do you do best?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I would say that I'm extremely aggressive again. I'm extremely loud. I'm really, really loud. If you ever need to know where someone's got to go, like, I'll always be the cut. I'll always be the one with my hands up screaming. I am that person. But I'd say being able to move, like, my lateral movement, you know, it's really hard when the puck. I mean, oh my goodness.
Hey, we're in the winter, so it's
I know. When the ball gets hit, like in between the gap, when you're on third and you're on short, who's got to get that? It's if the third baseman doesn't by chance like get her glove down, then that's you. You got to dive. You got to get the ball. When the pop fly is hit somehow perfectly right behind second base, and that's always the hardest one. Who's got to get that? Well, it's you. You got to be there. You got to be quick. So it's always being on your feet. It's being ready for whatever may happen every play.
You still have some time. You're a junior, so you got some time. But as you look forward to potentially, you know, dreaming of playing for Badgers in Division I softball, Big Ten softball, where do you have to be better? What are the areas you have to improve on between now and when you get to the next level?
My current struggle is hitting. I kind of went through a little, I would say slump, but I don't know if that's the right word. I just got through and for kind of like a loop. And I've been working really hard on top of hockey, like going to CTI and working on hitting, you know, redoing like my hand path. So currently where I'm struggling to get to my goal is definitely my hitting. I've got the power, and you got videos everywhere. That's the great thing about today is you can see it on YouTube, you can see it on Instagram, whatever you need to do, go on online. I got the videos, and I'm working really hard just to retrain like myself in my swing and always staying really strong mentally. Yeah, you might strike out, but you know what? When you go on the field, you're going to make a great play. You're going to be the one that your pitcher can count on because she needs to get out of the inning. It's just separating those two, even when one's not kind of working out, and it's just staying strong as a player, especially not only for your teammates, but for yourself as well.
Again, we're talking to Claire Kalmus from Wausau West and the Central Wisconsin Storm here on Bull Falls Radio. What about the team? It's kind of interesting because with the Storm, it's got this long tradition of going to state tournaments and winning state championships. In that Wausau West with the softball, you're trying to build something, trying to take steps. And it has appeared that over the last couple of years, there are steps. You're getting closer to competing in the top half of the Wisconsin Valley Conference and becoming more of a factor at the top of the conference. How do you feel like going into this year? Where is Wausau West softball? And do you feel like your team has the capability of taking that next step?
Yeah, last year we were kind of in the middle of the pack, and I've got high hopes for this year. We have a bunch of not only great seniors, but juniors and the freshmen too. While maybe we did not West hasn't always had the best record of, you know, when it comes down to it, we're usually the first one out in the sectionals, unfortunately, but with the hard work, right. I definitely think we can get it. When the girls show up, and there's already been open gyms and open lifts, when the girls show up, we can definitely get it done. We've come close to so many of the teams, and it's just like that one or two run difference, and there's potential. There's potential for the win.
After a long winter of being in arenas, I love going out and being under in the sun. Do you feel the same way that after, as much as you love doing the hockey, as much as you love everything involved in it, is there something special about getting back in under the sun and being outside in the spring?
Yeah, there really is. It's like, I don't know, like a new fresh start. there's a certain like feeling, just how kind of a hockey arena has like a smell.
Yeah.
Softball's just got a feeling, and that's just, it's just a new page.
Final question. Usually we wait for a senior to ask the advice question, but I'm going to kind of do it in a different way because you've had a lot of sports experiences. What is the greatest lesson you've learned being involved in sports over these last whatever number of years it's been, that the greatest learning experience that you've had, maybe learning about yourself, maybe learning about the sport, but what have you learned being involved in sports at your still very young age?
Every day counts. When you show up to practice, while you might be tired, or maybe you didn't get a good grade on your test, or maybe you just didn't have a good day, that practice counts. Practice is somewhere where you should love what you do, and it's an escape. It should kind of solve all your problems. And being able to rely on sports to just give you that debrief is probably the most what I've learned, not only about myself, but about a lot of the people around me too, that they show up and they're maybe not as happy. When you get off the ice, everyone's laughing. Everyone's happy and smiling. So it's taking the practices, and yeah, it also not only does it make you happy or might refresh you, but the hard work, knowing that you're going to build. And at the end of it, that hard work that you put in every single day, that's going to count for something.
Claire Kalmus, Wausau West, Central Wisconsin Storm. Congrats on all the success up to this point. Best of luck, both in the rest of the hockey season and then the softball season. And looking forward to seeing you more on the ice and then on the diamond this spring. But thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Again, that was Claire Kalmus from Wausau West High School. Terrific junior, terrific young lady as well joining us. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we will have our daily history lesson. Let's you know about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some celebrity birthdays, a little bit more than that as well, including our number of the day as well. The time is 9:48. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in Central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. It is currently 29 degrees, overcast skies. Again, plenty of cloud cover expected for the rest of today. High reaching near 37. It is the 29th day of January, 29 days into 2024, almost to the end of month number one. As we look ahead, 367 days, actually 337 days remaining in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1924, Carl Taylor of Cleveland, Ohio, patented the ice cream cone rolling machine. On this date in 1949, the Newport News was commissioned as the first air-conditioned naval ship. On this date in 1999, Britain's Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles appeared together in public for the first time, posing for photos outside London's Ritz Hotel, where they had attended a party. This was pretty stupid. On the 29th of January of 2006, in Boston, a man named Tyrone Brown posted an online ad offering cocaine for sale. Oh, he included his phone number, cops called the number, set up a purchase, and busted him. On this date in 2015, Malaysia officially declared the disappearance of missing flight MH370 an accident. And on this date in 2018, the Cleveland Indians announced they would remove the Chief Wahoo logo from uniforms in 2019. Eventually, they would take away the Indians' nickname completely and become the Cleveland Guardians. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Tom Selleck, still best known as Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck is 79 years old today. Oprah Winfrey, best known as Oprah Winfrey, turning 70 years old today. Actor Nicholas Turturro from NYPD Blue, turning 62 years old today. Actor, writer, director Edward Burns, 56 years old today. Actor Sam Trammell from True Blood, 55 years old today. Actor Heather Graham, Austin Powers, Boogie Nights, among other roles. Heather Graham turning 54 years old today. Actor Sarah Gilbert, Darlene on Roseanne and the Conners, turning 49 years old today. Actor Justin Hartley of This Is Us and Smallville, 47 years old today. And Andrew Keegan, actor of Party of Five, turning 45 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Special events being celebrated today. It is Catholic Schools Week. It is also Meat Week. It is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Oh, you gotta love that bubble wrap.
It is Curmudgeon's Day. It is Free Thinkers Day. It is Carnation Day. It is Corn Chip Day. It is Puzzle Day. And it is Seeing Eye Dog Day. So plenty of reasons to be acknowledged today. Time for our number for the day.
Okay.
And the number of satellites orbiting the world. Do you want multiple choice?
Yes, please.
All right. A multiple choice.
Okay.
7,500, 9,000, 10,500.
Well, all satellites orbiting the world. Well, I would have to say probably, well, there's a lot of satellites, so I'll go with B. I'll go with 9,000.
And the answer is 9,000.
Yes.
9,000 satellites orbit the world, 60% of which are communication satellites, that have been launched since 2020. So a lot of those, well, 5,000 have been launched since 2020. So congratulations.
Nice.
Got that one right. And that will just about wrap things up for this edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be back, and we'll be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library at 9:06. And then we will be joined by Sarah Marie Brock. She is a candidate for the WASA School Board, one of the challengers. She'll be with us starting at 9:20 tomorrow. So, again, another big day on tap tomorrow. Chad Daly at 9:06. Sarah Marie Brock joining us at 9:20. Thanks to Ian Welsh. Have a good day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And everybody, don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock, I'll be back. WASA West Girls Basketball against Lakeland right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.